Chapter 42. Spike was driving. Sonny sat beside him. Cheryl was in the back seat. Sonny was on her cell phone. "Mrs. Markham, this is Sonny Randall. Cheryl is with me, and we're coming to visit you. I think your husband should be there, too." "That is not my problem. He needs to be there." She ended the call, turned the cell phone off, and turned sideways in her seat so she could see Cheryl. "Golf," Sonny said. "He plays golf every Saturday morning with people from work."
"How exciting for him," Spike said.
"I think it's icky and boring," Cheryl said. "Ever play?" Sonny said. "No."
"Hard to be so sure," Sonny said.
"What if we go there and they grab me?" Cheryl said.
"We grab you back," Sonny said.
"You and Spike," Cheryl said.
"Yep."
"What if they call the cops?" Cheryl said.
"They won't," Sonny said.
"How can you be sure?"
"Do you think your parents want to be publicly involved in a case where they arranged the kidnapping of their own daughter?" Cheryl thought about it.
"That would be bad for him at work, wouldn't it?" Cheryl said.
"Not so good for either of them," Sonny said, "at the country club, either."
"And you'd really tell?" Cheryl said.
"I'd do what I thought was in your best interest," Sonny said. "But the threat that I might make will prevent the police from getting involved." Cheryl nodded.
"They care a ton about what people think," she said.
"Everybody cares some," Sonny said.
"Except me," Spike said.
"Sure," Sonny said. "How about those two young guys you talk to all the time when they come to the restaurant?"
"That's different," Spike said. "They're really cute."
"The trick is," Sonny said to Cheryl, "not to let it make you do things that are bad for you."
"You care what people think?" Cheryl said.
"Yes," Sonny said.
"You ever do things that are bad for you?"
"Yes," Sonny said.
She smiled at Cheryl.
"Being an adult," Sonny said, "allows me to instruct you in things I can't do either."
"You don't talk much like an adult," Cheryl said.
"I'll get better as I get older," Sonny said.
Spike pulled the navigator up in front of the Markham house. Sonny looked at Cheryl.
"Here we go," Sonny said.